is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces in Ukraine seized Europe's biggest nuclear power plant on Friday in what Washington called a reckless assault that risked catastrophe, although a blaze in a training building was extinguished, and officials said the facility was now safe. Combat raged elsewhere in Ukraine as Russian forces surrounded and bombarded several cities in the second week of an invasion launched by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The capital, Kiev, in the path of a Russian armored column that has been stalled on the road for days, came under renewed attack with air raid sirens blaring in the morning and explosions audible from the city center. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine called the Russian assault on the nuclear power plant a war crime. Ukraine's presidential advisor says the southern city of Mariupol is partially under siege, and Ukrainian forces are pushing back Russian efforts to surround the city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Alexei Arestovich says the humanitarian situation is tense in Mariupol, while Ukrainian authorities continue talks with Russian and international organizations on a humanitarian corridor to evacuate residents and supply food staples in the country. Elsewhere, battles involving airstrikes and artillery continue northwest of Kyiv, and the city of Kharkiv and other cities in the country's northeast are coming under heavy strikes too. However, Ukrainian defense forces are still holding on to the northern city of Chernihiv, while Ukrainian artillery have been defending Odessa from repeated attempts by Russian ships to fire on the Black Sea port city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The 47-member UN Human Rights Council overwhelmingly condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It voted Friday to establish a commission to investigate violations of human rights and international humanitarian law resulting from Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Council adopted the resolution by a vote of 32 in favor, 13 abstentions, and 2 against. Only Russia and Eritrea voted no to condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In an indication of how isolated Russia has become, even stalwart allies, China, Cuba, and Venezuela, chose to abstain rather than stand shoulder to shoulder with Russia in rejecting the resolution. Country after country from all regions of the world, Europe, Africa, Asia, South America, rose to condemn Russia's aggression in Ukraine. Ambassador Sheba Crocker is U.S. representative to the UN and other international organizations in Geneva. She said Russia must be held to account for its senseless, premeditated, and unprovoked military attack on Ukraine.
With millions of civilian lives at stake, Ukrainian and non-Ukrainian alike, as Russian troops open fire on the streets of Kyiv, as they drop bombs on residential buildings in populated areas, as they shell kindergarten students in their schools, Russia must be held to account by this council.
The Human Rights Council resolution calls on the Commission of Inquiry to investigate all alleged violations and abuses of human rights stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It charges the Commission to collect, analyze, and safeguard all evidence to be used in any future legal proceedings that may result from its probe. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russian lawmakers approved legislation Friday to impose fines and harsh jail terms for publishing so-called fake news about the army, the latest move to silence dissent 1 week after Moscow launched the invasion of Ukraine. The bill sets out jail terms of varying lengths and fines against people who publish, quote, knowingly false information about the military. Quote, if the fakes lead to serious consequences, the legislation threatens imprisonment of up to 15 years, Russia's lower house of parliament said. Amendments were also passed to fine or jail anybody calling for sanctions against Russia. The past year has seen an unprecedented crackdown on independent and critical voices in Russia that has intensified since the invasion. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA